we had an unmarried mother's ward, because this is in 1949 that I was there. And in those days, if girls got pregnant, mothers and fathers didn't sort of say, come home, darling, and we'll look after the baby. An awful lot of them were just thrown out of their homes. So we had this ward for unmarried mothers, and across the road, and I think it's been knocked down, it might be where the new Salvation Army Hall is, but there was a big, what I presume was a Georgian or Victorian house, about three or four stories high. And the girls that didn't have their babies adopted, once they left hospital, could go over there. It was run by the Salvation Army, and the staff there would look after the baby while the mothers went out to work, and therefore contributed to the running of this place. I don't know what sort of accommodation they had. I would imagine maybe they had to share a room or two, but they were very well looked after. When I went back to look around Clapton, I couldn't see that house, and I would recognise it. So I've got a feeling it's gone. We also had an awful lot of Jewish patients. Maybe that's it. It was where the Jewish quarter was, because we had an awful lot of Jewish people in. And we used to earn an extra 10 shillings if we attended the circumcision of their baby boys, which we weren't allowed to look at because they wouldn't have women in there, actually. But the hospital insisted that you did, so there was a nurse in attendance. So we had to stand there with our backs to the procedure while it all went on in Hebrew, and because they give the baby a Hebrew name as well as a Christian name. And then they have this leavened bread and this wine, which I can tell you, once the rabbis had departed, us youngsters used to... leavened bread isn't very exciting, but the wine was okay. And they would tip us 10 shillings to look after it.